Researcher Lynn Nelson gets cozier than most people would ever dare with a pair of grizzly bears.
Hi, my girl. These are our girls. This is Luna.
Hi, sweetie. I'm that girl.
Hi, this is Micah back here.
She offers her hand to the excited cubs. They rear up on their hind legs to lick through the cage wires.
People think of grizzly bears as being these big, ferocious animals, and they are big animals, and they are quite powerful, but their natural intent isn't to be aggressive.
Luna and Micah were born in captivity here to parents who at the moment are hungry. They sound more like what you'd expect from the king of the North American food chain. The adult grizzlies on the Washington State University campus are a mixture of rescued orphans and problem bears caught raiding garbage cans or country stores in the Rocky Mountains. Researcher Nelson and her colleagues bottle-fed two of this year's cubs so they would be comfortable with human handlers. That familiarity opens the door for fascinating medical studies.
So that was our goal, is to have these bears that would be trained and adapted to people well enough to have ultrasounds and EKGs, blood pressures, things like that done on a routine basis so we could study heart function physiology, particularly during hibernation.
Ms. Nelson says a bear's heart during hibernation resembles that of a human with coronary artery disease.
But at the end of hibernation, they return to normal. And so understanding those mechanisms and how they can look diseased but then return to normal may be important for human and animal health.
Once a month this winter, the groggy cubs will be placed on an exam table.
I can't help you.
Lynn Nelson, who's already outweighed by the baby bears, will slather gel on their chests. Then she'll record ultrasound images of their slowly beating, sick-looking hearts. This sort of monitoring has been done with ground squirrels, but never without anesthesia on beasts as large as grizzlies. Given the genetic similarity of heart muscles, Ms. Nelson says it's not far-fetched to imagine therapies for human coronary disease based on these ursine observations.
The physiology amongst all the large mammals is very, very similar, and so if there's some adaptation that they can naturally do to preserve their heart function, we might be able to learn it.
Other scientists share this hope based on experiments with black bears in Colorado and Minnesota. Paul Iizzo says his multi-university team is closing in on a drug combination that mimics the effects of hormones found in hibernating bears. The medical professor is most interested in using the drug therapy in hospital intensive care units, but says the U.S. Space Agency is curious about its potential use by astronauts, too.
That angle is that, you know, if this is the case where you can give these factors, you can slow down the whole body function and metabolism, maintain muscle mass, preserve all the vital organs, and do that in a state of starvation. That would be a chance for someone to extend space travel.
Professor Iizzo says he's visited 50-some dens over the past 5 years to take muscle and blood measurements from their sleeping occupants. This winter, the professor plans to track down 6 to 8 hibernating bears in Minnesota's North Woods. They were previously fitted with radio collars to help locate them.
And you slowly approach that den, not trying to rouse the animal, and then you anesthetize that bear with what we call a jab pole, which is a pole about 3 feet long, and in the end there's a hypodermic needle that administers an anesthetic.
Even in the dead of winter, hibernating bears will wake up and charge if someone enters their den. In Colorado, this sampling technique drew angry letters to the editor, complaining the researchers were mean to wake the slumbering bears and drag them outside for a battery of tests. Professor Iizzo prefers to look at the long-term benefits. Roused from their peaceful slumbers, these bears are giving up secrets that could heal sick hearts, weak muscles and bones, and even send humans safely into deep space. And then they can go back to sleep. For Main Street, I'm Tom Bonsi in Pullman, Washington.